Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us. We're back with Daryl in just a moment. Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. Big, big sale coming up on Friday, April 10th at Superior Video Livestock Auction. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on the internet at www.superiorclicktobid.com. It starts 8 a.m. Central Time on Friday morning, April 10th. 39,000 head to be offered, 8,100 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 10,550 weaned calves, 11,600 calves on cows, and 700 bred stock and weigh cows. Now, to find out an estimated time that a lot will be selling or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website superiorlivestock.com, or for more information, as always, you can call Superior at 800-422-2117. That number again, 800-422-2117 for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Remember, at Superior Video Livestock, we bring the market to you. We're talking today with Dr. Daryl Peel, of course, Extension Livestock Market Economist, Oklahoma State University. And let's talk a little bit about right now where we are. This cattle market, we've just really concluded the first quarter. What do you think about 15 so far?
Well, I think, you know, from my standpoint, it's kind of as expected. You know, beef production is still down. It's down probably a little more this, you know, so far this year, but it's consistent with what we generally expected. We don't have more cattle yet. Prices, after going through a fairly significant adjustment in late last year and in the first part of this year, have settled back now, have come back to a level that I think probably really represents the fundamentals a little bit better. You know, we still have concerns about beef demand. We've had those for many, many months. 2014 was a pleasant surprise in general from a beef demand standpoint. We're worried about lots of pork and other things affecting the market this year. But so far, really, there's no strong indication that beef demand has any serious problems at this point.
I guess with maybe the lone exception of the export market, that's got to be a little bit of a worry.
It certainly is, you know, it's an issue for all of the meats. It's, in some sense, a bigger issue for pork and poultry because they're increasing production, and so that means we're going to, with a slowdown in exports there, we're going to be dumping more of that meat back into the domestic market, and that's what creates the bigger issue then for the beef industry. Our exports will be down a little bit because of the strong dollar impacts. Our imports will be up a little bit, but more importantly, we'll face those increased domestic supplies of pork and poultry because they're not exporting as much.
But let's talk a little bit about where you see right now these wholesale prices, the actual, I guess, most direct indicator of beef demand. It seems like we've kind of crept back up on these choice cutouts.
We have over the last 3 weeks or so, we've increased those cutout values. Again, it reflects the fact that supply continues to be very tight. We are getting closer to what we think of as summertime demand, so we're getting into a stronger demand period for beef. And in fact, you know, when you look at what retailers are doing at this point, they're already ramping up for the Memorial Day weekend and generally for that summer demand. And we're seeing that reflected relative to these tight supplies that still exist.
I guess what it's still worth their while to include some beef in some featuring in order to get that consumer into their store.
You know, they're going to continue to have beef. They can't afford not to. Some folks are going to continue to eat it. Everybody's made adjustments, both consumers and retailers, and so their patterns have shifted a little bit. But again, seasonally, at whatever level, beef demand will strengthen here as we move towards the Memorial Day weekend.
Let's talk a little bit about current cash prices at the feedlot level, the animals headed for the processing plants. It's harder and harder, it seems like, to really get a handle on what that price is. The cash market just continues to evaporate.
Well, it's pretty thin, and sometimes the trade is real slow to develop. This is a time of the year on a seasonal basis where we tend to have more captive supplies, if you will. We've got more formula-type cattle, so there's a little bit thinner cash trade now even than there would be at some other times of the year. But in general, you know, what we see is that the feedlots are facing pretty poor margins. They're selling the most expensive cattle they ever bought from last fall right now, and so their margins are poor. And for the most part, packer margins have been pretty poor as well, and that's the situation we've been in much of the first quarter, is that both sectors have negative margins. There's not a case of one getting it at the expense of the other. There just isn't any margin for either one of those sectors, and that will change as we go through the year. It can't last indefinitely, so we have to wait and see kind of how that plays out. The real key to all of it, again, is beef demand, and how high can we keep those wholesale and retail prices.
So I guess what the rather solid 2014 we had in those sectors, the feedlot sector as well as the packers, that's kind of evaporated.
It has for the time being because we've had wholesale values until recently. They have strengthened, but they've been kind of capped. We've kept fed cattle prices pretty strong, so we've kept the packer margins negative. Byproduct values have been a little bit weaker. That's kind of a reflection of some of that global market weakness that we see out there. So again, yeah, here through the first quarter, we've had basically negative margins at both the packer and feedlot levels. And that won't last. And we see the changes starting to come. Packers or feedlots have a ways to go yet to get out of these negative margins. But as we move through the second half of the year, they're going to have at least a chance for some improvement in those margins.
Our neighbors to the south, the Mexicans, obviously we're in the middle of a trade dispute with them as well as Canada. But regarding their cattle industry, they were very tight, a lot of liquidation last year. Are they coming close to running out of cattle that they can send north of the border?
You know, on the Mexican side as well as the Canadian side, it does not appear that either of those countries have done much in the way of herd expansion yet. There are some signs now in Mexico that perhaps that's beginning. Last year, a lot of the feeder cattle, proportionately more of the increase in feeder cattle from Mexico last year were spayed heifers coming up here. So far this year, the weekly preliminary data that we get indicates that heifer exports from Mexico to the U.S. have gone down. Steers are up a little bit. But that's probably the first sign. Moisture conditions have been quite favorable, actually, in Mexico. And so that probably is stimulating some additional heifer retention and herd rebuilding in Mexico.
So they've actually are starting to break out of some of those droughty conditions they've had.
They really are. Their conditions have improved. Last year was a pretty good year in much of the country. And recently, of course, it's still the dry season there, but relative to that, they've seen some better moisture conditions. So, my expectation as we go through the year is that we will see the cattle coming in from Mexico tighten up even more. I don't think they have the ability to keep sending more cattle to the U.S., and especially not if they do begin any significant herd rebuilding.
Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.